instrumental or choral? Oh, whoever picked this topic set me an almost impossible task. This is beginning to feel like the nine labours of Hercules, I must admit. Instrumental or choral? Well, of course, it depends on what I mean by choral. For me, immediately, choral is, I guess, the Messiah, the end of Beethoven's Ninth Symphony, the chorus in Nabucco by Verdi. Choral music, it's the Glagolitic Mass, it's Mozart Masses, Brahms Masses, St. John's Passion. It's all of these phenomenal experiences. But it's also barbershop. Groups of people singing together. Harmony or disharmony. I just love it, especially when it's live. Or for me, there's nothing to excel more than live music. Sure, I'd even prefer to listen to a live bit of Irish traditional music infinitely more than I'd like to listen to a recorded version of Beethoven's Ninth Symphony. So, I suppose now that Beethoven's Ninth Symphony has come into my head, the one of the greatest combinations of instrumental and chorus is that Ninth Symphony. Ode to Joy, oh my goodness. You know, I wish I could sing it. When it comes to instrumental, my favourite instrumental music, and I'm stuck in classical stuff right now, is quartets, string quartets. I at one stage said to myself, I'm going to retire on string quartets, especially the string quartets of Beethoven. I had a period in my life when I listened to them enough to be able to say to myself, oh my goodness, this is the music to retire on. It was a fanciful idea, I think. But could I sit down with feet up in front of a fire this winter, listening to Beethoven's string quartets? I think I could. My first interest in instrumental music was probably piano concertos by Rachmaninoff. Brooks' violin concerto. Oh, now I'm getting on to it. Yeah, those two. They were my first loves in classical music. That's before I got hooked in opera. But what a difficult one. Now I get around to instrumental music and I start thinking of the saxophone. And I love the saxophone. And I loved the clarinet of Ackerbelt. So this is just ridiculous. Which do I prefer? Well, let me say that I prefer listening to a full piece of music than a bit. So an extract from an opera isn't as satisfying as a whole piece of instrumental music. I remember one of my first pieces of instrumental music, my second piece I remember is Telstar. Anyway, that's me. You can see now why I wasn't lauded as a singer in the family. Instrumental or choral? The hardest one. the first hard topic I've had to address. Yeah, I'm now motivated to go off and listen to some string quartets. I haven't listened to string quartets for an awful long time. And I remember loving loads of them, including ones by Janáček. Anyway, there we go. That's my contribution for day 5, I think it is, of Octaver. And I'm only dying to listen to the recordings that are going to be made by Simon and Slandy and Diva and all the other people who are recording for Octaver 25.